Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversations with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was thinking about unconditional love. And the reason that's my theme for today's show is I was, thinking of what really is the theme of my collection and what actually is the theme I want to be for my life. And, that theme is unconditional love. And so I was, fighting a little bit earlier with my health. And so what my option was to be still. And today, when I was in, that stillness and just being thankful for life and waiting for things to work themselves out, I was listening to a book called The Mastery of Love. That's what it is, The Mastery of Love. And I, got all the way into the first hour and a half, and I had to stop it, listen, think through some things. And as I was listening, I was seeing patterns in my life and the lives of my children. And I was going, okay, now I understand this. Okay, now I understand that. And I was like, wow, this is really good. So I started the book again, and I listened to another hour or so. And, the same thing occurred. I was like, this is such an awakening, because it's telling me things that, technically we already know and understand in the back of our mind, but we don't see how they correlate in the actual presentation sometimes. And so if you haven't read this book, it's really a wonderful book. This author is the same author of The Four Agreements. And that's a book that I think I read maybe about 6-7 years ago. And I think it's probably one that I'll read again, because when I really find a good quality book, and it's a five-star book for me is one that I would read again and recommend. Now, occasionally I'll find a book and I'll be like, this was really good, but I don't know that I need to read it again because I got the message. But there are some that just really set in your heart differently. And that's kind of what The Four Agreements did for me and what The Master of Love is doing for me. And so when I thought about that, I was like, when you want to live from a place of unconditional love, you don't have the shame behind, your feelings. You don't have the fear behind your feelings, and you're not trying to change anyone. You're just meeting them where they are and loving them for who they are. And the interesting thing is I think that we tend to do this with strangers, with young children, and with other people that we give extra grace to, like seniors or maybe people who are impaired some way or another. But we don't necessarily give this to the people we're around every day in the same way. I mean, there are things that I just, my children do, and I go, that's just my child. Thank God he's my child, and I let it go. But if, maybe a stranger did it, I would probably say, you need to just stop. And so my thought was, maybe I should just be saying, oh, that's just a child of God, and just let it go, right? Because the whole purpose, I think, of our lives is to learn how to love, right? And so we all have these gifts. And your gift may be something a little different than mine. Mine, I think, is learning to love and sharing the love that I learned. But what I want to say to you is that the goal each day should be for us to interact with each other with that unconditional love. So that means that it's your mailman, it's your garbage truck man, it's the neighbor's kid, it's that kid who keeps throwing a ball in your yard, right? It's everybody. It's not just our children, our parents. It should be our spouse, our brother, our sister. It should be everyone. And if we can do that in our circle, then that kind of love and joy grows, and it can go to the next generation. And so I want to challenge you today to just meet each moment today with love. And meet it with unconditional love. Tell people in your life how you feel. I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, or whatever your age is. Just tell them. Tell them that their life makes a difference for your life. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, be well.